From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. government for decades has been trying to get Europe to spend more on defense. The new acting defense secretary, Mark Esper, will be making that case yet again at a NATO meeting in Brussels this week. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
2% of GDP. For years, the U.S. has asked NATO partners to spend that much on defense. Their spending has been going up lately. European allies hit 1.5% overall last year. That's a five-year high, but still short of the target. Defense analyst Byron Callen at Capital Alpha Partners says the reason is not so much Washington prodding, it's actual threats, like Russia.
The annexation of Crimea, the actions in Ukraine, they have had a pretty profound impact on thinking.
Military spending is up globally in general. Last year, it rose nearly 5%, and within NATO, nearly 6%. Rachel Rizzo at the Center for New American Security says the trend goes back a decade. That's when European countries began to boost spending, she says, amid signs of Russian aggression.
NATO allies are realizing that years and years of decreasing their defense spending hasn't done them any good.
By one forecast, NATO members' overall military spending will hit $1 trillion this year. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.